With Talking Life, I'm Alex Symington. Today in Talking Life, we will be discussing the importance of our pet safety over the summer months. When we get sick, it's easy to find the nearest clinic or A&E to visit. The late nights and weekends, we can still be sure to find help, especially in an emergency. But new research has found that 52% of pet emergencies happen overnight, and the number of overall emergencies rises by 10% during the summer months. To give us some tips, we have Dave Lester, Head of Clinical Intelligence at Vets Now. So Dave, what sort of problems are more likely to occur during the summer months?
Well, we see lots of problems associated with the high seasonal temperatures over the summer months, such as heat stroke. Pets do get sunburn, particularly animals with pale skin or bald areas on their fur. We also see skin burns on the paws and pads associated with walking on hot surfaces. And then simply because the weather's better, people are out and about in parks. We see a lot more dog-dog interactions, so bite injuries and things like that, dogs' rough play. And we also see exercise-related injuries like joint problems and muscle problems. In some chronic conditions, the condition's actually exacerbated by the hot weather, so some conditions like heart failure will get worse over the summer.
But how can we prevent these emergencies and make sure we are prepared?
Well, I think that people are often unaware that they may need to call a different telephone number in an emergency situation to speak to their vets. Sometimes they may even need to visit a completely different premises in order to see a vet outside normal working hours. So when they go away on holiday or on day trips, they forget to look into what emergency provision is available for them and how they might contact a vet in an emergency situation.
For more information on how to keep your pet safe, please visit www.vetsnow.com. With Talking Life, I'm Alex Symington.